The USDA Foreign Agricultural Service is leading a trade mission to Angola, and with support of the Beef Checkoff Program, U.S. Meat Export Federation Africa Representative Matt Copeland is participating. Copeland says that while Angola has its share of economic challenges, its demand for U.S. red meat products is well positioned for growth.
Always wonderfully exciting to partner with FAS on an agribusiness trade mission like this. From our side, Angola is an important market. It has gone through some challenges, but in terms of developed customer base, developed importer base, and people that we already know and trust and have trading histories with, there are a few in that market who have been incumbent there for quite a long time. They have a wide disparity in terms of wealth. There are certainly a lot of folk who can afford some of the best beef in the world. And that obviously is us targeting premium restaurants, premium hotels. But the other side of it is there is certainly a need for nutrition. There is some buffalo meat from India. The variety meats are there. And traditionally, when they are there, it's important for us to take the American product to that market. It's more consistent, higher quality, and it's more reliable. And obviously, it serves that nation in making sure they can provide better nutrition.
USDA's new Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, which will come online later this year, specifically prioritizes Africa, and Copeland says this could help build momentum in a developing market like Angola.
With the momentum RAPP funding offers, we can go into a market like that and educate to a different degree, certainly, and then you get to start to shift the consumer mindset. One, towards one of the best and most reliable cold chain supply systems in the world. And secondly, to unbelievable, sustainable, consistent quality. And we can support that message over a longer period of time and impress upon the minds of the local folk just how important including some of these products in their diet will be.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.